Have you ever wondered if you could hear from God? Have you heard and started out well, but not followed through? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to hear and follow. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with hearing and following Him. As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, you receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? It's one thing to know a scripture and say amen. It's another thing to know that it has worked for you. The last time I wrote a series of questions, I was desperate. I knew I needed an answer. I needed to hear from God. Of course, I had heard the word on hearing God. I could quote it and say it with the pastor, but could I experience it? John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. God allowed me to go down memory lane. At the time I needed a job, I had an interview. The only thing I needed to do was to say yes to the job offer. I had it. But something that never happened to me before happened. I couldn't sleep. Normally, I could sleep through anything, but that night, I couldn't sleep. God spoke to me. He didn't let me take the job I thought I needed. He showed me in a way that could speak to me. I called out to God about taking the job. He responded by keeping me awake. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. During this time, I started attending a church, and I learned the word of God. I didn't know much word at the time. But one day, I was in a church activity with someone I trusted. I told her about my job interview. Since she worked there, she knew the lady who would have been my supervisor. This lady was an atheist. Although I didn't know she was an atheist, God knew. God knew as a new believer in the Word, an atheist wasn't the challenge I needed to take on. Boy, was I glad I knew I heard from God and didn't take that job. Even though I was still jobless, I had peace. Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Psalm 32:8-9, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. As a new believer in the word, God guided me. I am so grateful. So what makes me think I can't hear from him now? He didn't change. Go back to him with your situation. Take some time to listen to his instruction. Let him give you peace. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck doing the same old thing day in and day out, stuck in the comfort zone, yet she knows God has more in store for her. Also, she is ready to get in the game to do her part. Does that sound like you? Are you ready to hear God and follow Him? Someone needs you to do it. Do you need some encouragement and help in this area? Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com and write, "Hear God." We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. It's one thing to know a scripture and say amen. It's another thing to know that it has worked for you. You can hear God and follow Him. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and ask questions so that you know where you are stuck on the same level and where you need to move and where you need to hear God. Set aside time this week and answer the questions in this podcast. Take time this week to meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at Leslie V at findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Keisha. Hi, Keisha. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you. In Jesus' name.